From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Santa Fe, Texas community is grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials now have raised the number of wounded to 13. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School south of the city of Houston. Paige Curry is a student at that high school. She said she was not surprised by the shooting.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said police found explosive devices, including a firebomb, at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle as well around the high school where the shooting took place. Taliban has dismissed concerns at recent battlefield gains in western Afghanistan that threaten security of a multi-billion-dollar gas pipeline being laid through the area to link Central and South Asia. The project, known as TAPI, is planned to move natural gas from the world's fourth largest reserves in Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to the growing economies of Pakistan and India. Also in the news, Cuba has started 2 days of national mourning after an airliner crashed that took 107 lives, including some people from Argentina and Mexico. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. A witness says shortly after takeoff from Havana, the plane swerved abruptly to the right before crashing into flames. This is VOA News.